the itch, girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it, girls.
Hey, girls.
Hey, girly girls.
Welcome back to It Girls Podcast. And this is Janae.
We are just former known as Jenny. I've transitioned.
This is Lindsay.
Janae.
And Janae.
Like fucking Forrest Gump. Janae.
So where are we going tomorrow, girlies?
Girlies, we are going to Cork. Oh my God, the last leg of our tour, Lindsay. Can you fucking believe it?
I'm dying for tomorrow because this has been our biggest seller in the country.
Yes.
So the Cork girlies and boysies came hard. Mm-hmm. And that means that there's going to be a massive buzz and energy.
Yeah.
That there has been at all the other shows. But
Cork, people have kept telling us Cork's going to be mad. Cork is going to be mad. So People's Republic, we are coming to you tomorrow, Cypress Avenue. Tickets are on Eventbrite, as far as I know. You can just Google it or you can get them on our website, itgalspodcast.com. But there's really not that many tickets left for this one. The capacity is 200 and something, and we've sold 200. So there's probably only going to be a handful of tickets in the door. If you really want to come, if you've nothing to do on a Friday night in Cork, get your fucking tickets, because it'll probably sell out, which we are ecstatic about.
We're ecstatic about, like we've said before, this is the last time you will ever get to see the boys dating show.
Yeah.
It's been great. We have perfected it. It's going to be the last time we're doing it.
I know.
But then there's a brand new show for our sold out show in Dublin on the 18th of May.
400 of you girlies have came so hard for the Dublin show, and thank you so much, and we are so excited for that. But again, that's a whole new show. So if you are dying to catch the dating show, if you haven't caught the dating show, it's such a funny show. We've done it like 5 times now, I think.
Yeah.
And it's developed and it's become its own little thing.
We've spiced and soused it up.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's the sluttiest thing you'll ever hear on stage in Cork, let me tell you that, girlies. So get you the tickets. And we'll see you tomorrow. We can't feckin' wait.
No, dying for it, huns. And also, we have a very special surprise. Due to popular demand, we have the Not Arse tote bags back up on our website. Sorry, hiccups. I'm always hiccuping on this goddamn podcast.
You are.
I think it's because I talk so fast and it's like the air.
You don't breathe or something. And
I know.
But okay.
Sorry. In Not Arse tote bags are back on our Teespring store. You can get them through our website, of course. But they are in pink. They're in black. They're so cute. People are always bloody awesome when they're back. And we called up our man and we said,
get them back on the site.
Garçon.
Croissant.
Throw the tote bags back up. But they're only like they're only like 16 quid. So,
and they look deadly. Like, I constantly get compliments being like, where? Like, even people who are just shop workers or something who don't know who I am. They don't know who I am, honey. I'm like, oh honey, I designed this bag.
It's my merch line.
It's my merch for my podcast. Yeah, the sex podcast.
Extremely cool.
So today I put out an Instagram, girlies, because
we're doing Beauty Hotline.
Beauty School Hotline.
Ooh, I love that. If I was a jingle maker, I would make a jingle.
Thank you, hon. Maybe it's another business. Another side business we should get into. Tote bags, podcasting.
Jingle maker.
Jingle maker. But yeah, so you guys always ask us beauty questions on Instagram, on our separate Instagrams, on our It Gals Instagram. And we thought we would just, you know, really quickly answer a load of your questions.
Yes.
So we're going to go through each question. Some of them might be a little bit similar, but we want to hit the individual and give you the responses. We did this on X-Gals last week. The sex hotline episode went fire.
People were obsessed with the sex hotline. And you know what? Because obviously we do our Q&As, but they're very long-winded and they're quite heavy. These are a little bit more like snappier kind of answers and questions, and they're just funny. So also, if you want to have obviously twice a minute content, you can go to our Patreon and sign up for X-Gals. The first of the month is the best time to do it. So next Wednesday, if you're interested.
Yeah. We'll remind you. But yeah, the sex hotline on X-Gals was a deadly, deadly, probably our sauciest episode I think we've ever done.
It was our sluttiest.
I mean, we were talking about fisting ourselves. All sorts of stuff was going on in that podcast. So sign up to listen to that on Patreon. So we're going to get out some questions, and let's just jump right into it, girlfriend. You want to go ahead or?
Yes, well, I start with number one here.
Yeah, we're just going to go from the start.
Okay, so fave shampoo and conditioner and the alternatives you found to the Lush mask since it's gone vegan. So our fave Lush mask was Shen Wenhua from Lush. It was this incredible mask that just made your hair look glossy, shiny, juicy. It was just so good. It had
weighted
egg. Oh, and it was the secret ingredient in it, which we both guessed was the egg. And now it's gone vegan and there's like chickpea puree in it or something. And brilliant for the periods of chickens.
But like, I mean, that egg is full of protein, and your hair is protein. Yeah. So like, literally, you're putting on your hair what it needs to like rebuilding strength. And a lot of Lush products actually aren't scientifically like formulated,
yeah,
you know, as other like luxury brands of skincare and hair care would be. So like, that was the one product that actually I found from Lush that worked.
It like not only
the
worked,
stuff was designed for hair.
And you know what? It didn't only work just on the basis as in like cosmetically, as in you put it in and looked good once. It did improve your hair over time. But I haven't found an alternative. My favorite hair shampoo and conditioner, I use the Kevin Murphy one, the hydrating one. I find that really nice. I've used kind of like cheaper shampoos. I've used like higher end cheaper shampoos too. You know, ones that are like 15. I just find your best bet is to go for a salon shampoo and conditioner.
I agree with the salon shampoo and conditioner for sure. I usually get mine off Beauty Bay and focus on not having any sulfate and SLS and all that kind of stuff, and making sure, because sometimes you do have to research that there actually isn't, because I feel like sometimes they slip it in. Even if it says no sulfates, there might be SLS.
There's certain sulfates
like that
are actually okay. It's just sodium lauryl sulfate is the really big bad one.
Yeah,
and that's
so
the
that's
one
SLS.
That makes it. Yeah.
But what I'm finding with my shampoo and conditioners is that my hair gets used to stuff very quickly. So I was using the Joico for years and I loved that. I think it was, again, a hydrating one. And it just, or no, it was for damage actually. So it was kind of to just help with my like ends, which can split and stuff. And it just stopped working. It just, I used to just wash my hair like once a week, and now I'm kind of having to up it to twice a week, which is frustrating, because like the least you wash your hair, the better it is for it. And it's just not, like, it's kind of flatter than usual. So I'm kind of testing a few different shampoos and conditioners. I got one, I got the Kevin Murphy, which I kind of felt worked similar to the Joico, but it still left me a bit flat on top. And sure. I just like to be like, poof. Especially when I first wash my hair, I like to be kind of like this big, you know, healthy looking hair. And now I've tried this big sexy one that I found on Beauty Bay.
Oh yeah.
That I'll take a photo on It Gal's Instagram story to pop up. And I'm enjoying that. It actually worked really well. And then I have a Redken, it's in a red, it's a spray, the heat protection spray from Redken. I got it in my local salon. You can get it in Boots and everything. That is amazing. It's like a 5-in-1 spray. It like is an after, it's a leave-in conditioner, protects you from like all your styling and heat and split ends and all that kind of stuff. And I honestly noticed the shine in that is similar to what I was getting with Heshwanwal when I had the egg in it.
Oh yeah, my favorite treatment actually is that CHI Silk Infusion. It's like an oil kind of serum for your hair. I got a bottle of it literally about a year ago. I'm still getting my way through it, and that gives you, smells kind of like a man, which I like, and it's very shiny. So next question, honey.
Sexual. Okay, so how to get leg tans so even?
Honestly, it's not even. I just find my leg tan is always in bits. All my tan is always in bits, to be honest. I find like from afar,
I don't really think so. From a look,
from afar, it looks grand. But like, I have dry skin. Like, I mean, I'm sure it looks fine the first day, but my knees go dry, my feet go dry. I get like buildup of tan like there. Do you ever get it?
It's
like
around ankles and stuff. I think that's where most people get it, which is annoying because you're usually putting on tan, like heavy tan, when you're going out. Yeah. On the styles, so, and you're like, wearing your little heels.
I just try and do the usual things, like for all tan. Like, I try and exfoliate as much as possible. I body brush, I use exfoliating gloves, I'll moisturize, I put moisturizer on dry areas, like right before I'm tanning, like some E45 on my knees and stuff. I just find that with tan, it's like, don't bother. I mean, not don't bother, but like, don't stress yourself over having been like completely even all the time. It's like, you are putting a dye on your skin. There's going to be, you know, it's not going to look perfect all the time. I don't stress myself about it, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And I just whack it on. And then
the best way, what I found the best way, so you have your mitt on.
Yeah.
I use usually a mousse at the moment. I'm using my fave is the Iconic Bronze. Same. Dark, ultra dark, the darkest that you can get. Because it's a mousse, but I don't feel like it dries out
it's
your
very
skin. So I like that. I would only use a tan. I can't trust the tans that you can't see visibly going on.
Oh yeah, no, me too. So, I always have a bloody guide colour.
Yeah. And I don't know if you'll hear this. I will kind of like pat with the mitt.
Oh.
Which if I'm seeing kind of like swipes and noticing like that it's not even, I'll just kind of pat it like you do with your kind of beauty blender with the mitt. And it kind of makes it...
Sounds like balls.
Yeah, it's just my fuckboy's ball sack that I'm using here to describe the patting motion. No, it's the back of my hand. But yeah, I just pat a pat, 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 pat. And then I try and put it on at night before the night out, because what I find is if I'm being like a lazy bitch and like leaving it to the last minute, I'm putting on my tan and then just throwing on a dress and going out, I get all the marks on around my shoulders with my bra and stuff like that. But I agree with just like, tan doesn't need to be perfect.
Just YOLO it.
You're looking at us on our Instagram pictures. I up saturation. I, you know, like it's an Instagram, it's an iPhone. iPhone isn't picking up all the like little flaws of our tan. And if there is a picture where it is picking up, I prefer to use the one where it looks like my tan is flawless, girls.
So it's like not everyone's tan looks, I mean, especially from a picture from far away with the flash on, you know. Tan on face, yes or no? Thoughts on doing it and thoughts on not doing it.
Interesting.
Interesting. So I use like a specific tan for my face. I feel like that is the key. I never really have put like actual tan from like a body tan bottle on my face, because the particles in that are just going to be so much bigger. It's going to clog your pores. I'm sure you could give it once over if you wanted to, but I just feel like in the long run, especially with the mousse, there's alcohol in that that's going to dry your skin out so much. So I would recommend using something that's specifically formulated for your face. We both use the Garnier face tan mist. It is a lifesaver. Oh my goodness.
It makes me
incredible.
Adore my skin.
Me too. It just looks so incredible. It looks airbrushed. And I remember when I found it, I found it through a girl who I follow, Baby Do You, on Instagram. And then I told Lindsay about it, and like Lindsay was like, "What tan is on your fucking face?" And I was like, "It's that fucking Garnier shit."
Because it looked like you had this sheer
makeup on.
The sheer foundation or something that was kind of matte that it made. I was like, okay, is that give it to me now?
It's mad.
And we started off with the light, but then we've moved on and we are getting the intense, and it's amazing because you actually just have to use.
Yeah.
Like the first night I used it, I was like pouring me it on. Too. I was like,
because every 5 minutes. The light one, you do have to go
do a few rounds.
Yeah, but the intense one's good for summer, I guess. The intense one.
I think the intense one, if you just do a light, like once over.
Yeah.
That then, I think in the long run, that's better because you're not over misting as you were with the light one, and you don't need to use it that much. I did it 3 days ago and I'm still so dark on my face.
Yeah, me too. And I also recently bought the Island of Paradise tanning drops, and it's like a serum and you put it in with your moisturizer. And that's for your face.
Yeah, I'm loving that moment of the dropping into the moisturizer.
I know, and you can put it dropping into your body moisturizer too. It's really, do you know what it's really handy for? If you were going away and you were just bringing moisturizer and you didn't want to bring tan as well, it's like a condensed thing. It has to be mixed in with moisturizer.
It's concentrate,
but there's no color in it. It's no guide color. Okay. It literally looks like the buffet from The Ordinary.
Yeah,
and a dropper, the same kind of thing. But it's quite expensive. But do you know what? It gives you a gorgeous color, and it's very handy for going away. I had it at the spa.
Tune into X-Gals. We'll be catching up in the spa. All right, Lindsay, how do you do your hair? Looks like a professional blow dry, 10 gorge points. Thank you, Alice. I steam pod it. I've been using the steam pod for 3 years. And it's really, really simple. And I'm going to do an X-Gals video. We do a video for Triple X-Gals on there once a month. And I'm going to be doing that this weekend, where I'm going to show you how I do it. I've done it on Instagram before, but basically you're starting from the root with the steam pod. The steam pod has little arrows where the steam comes out. So when you're straightening your hair, there's only one direction that you can use the steam pod. Mm. So I start it and I just use it like a curler. Like it's almost quite like cylindrical.
You kind of use it like a GHD, but as if you were, doing a GHD curl.
Yeah, so I'm just twisting it around and round by the handle of the steam pod, and then like, it looks like a curly blow dry. It's
and your
amazing.
Hair, for just for to put it out there, your hair holds a curl fabulously, because Lindsay tried to do my hair before and I swear in about 10 minutes it flopped. My hair just does
I tried
not.
To do Luna's and it literally wasn't working.
My
I was
hair,
like, what?
See, Luna has hair kind of almost similar to me. Like I've got a lot of hair, but it's kind of fine.
Yeah.
So I think when you have fine hair, I don't know, it just doesn't hold a fucking
curl. The steam pod is great for, like thick and kind of frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Like maybe curly hair. Like
naturally
my hair
is kind of curly-ish.
Yeah, my hair is curly-ish. It's kind of just like frizz monster when I don't use the steam pod. And the steam pod just tames it, silkifies it, and because my hair is quite thick, it holds the whatever if I'm curling or straightening it. So I love that.
Best skincare and makeup for glowy skin and for brows. Best shops for lingerie. Okay, we'll fly through these.
Yeah.
So skincare for glowy skin, I would say an oil is really good for any sort of glow if you want, like a rosehip oil. Also argan oil. You have to get really pure argan oil to put on your face, but argan oil is really good because it actually doesn't clog. It's the least clogging of all the oils.
Where do you get your one?
From The Ordinary.
Oh, I think I have that actually.
Really nice for your skin. A really nice tip as well, if you're using a foundation that you find is a little bit too matte, especially if you want to sheer one out for summer, put a tiny drop of a beauty oil in there, like a rose oil or an argan oil, and it'll make your skin look really dewy and nice and hydrating as well. And then for brows, Lindsay and I actually went today. We go to Christina Duffy Brows in Temple Bar.
Yeah,
she does our brows. And best shops personally for me for lingerie, I love Victoria's Secret. I love Victoria's Secret. I also have a few bras from Fenty, which are really nice, but then obviously you should order them and they come. And I just think Victoria's Secret is fab. Obviously, if you've got a larger cup size, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a very standard, like I'm like a 32 C to a D. So
for the big boob bitches, it's way hard. Like, I mean, my boobs are big, and I think when you have big boobs, they're changing. They're like every last time I got measured, they were like, if you are a big breasted bitch, you have to get measured every time you're buying a new bra. Because I can feel it. My boobs change size. I can feel, like, whether it's hormonally or just like diet, or my weight fluctuating in pounds will only be affected via my boobs.
Your boobs, yeah.
So Arnott's really is like, I feel like you go into Arnott's, you get measured, those women know. Like, honestly, last time I went into the changing room, they were like, 34G. Like, they knew as soon as I walked
in.
I was like, okay. And then you have the whole selection. Now, annoyingly, it's hard to find, like, super hot and sexy bras for big boob bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting the kind of, like, big, you know, proper bra, the t-shirt kind of bra that's maybe really, like, high.
You should look into a Fenty moment, maybe.
I might look into a Fenty moment.
They go to Triple G now.
Yeah, that is true. And they are gorgeous, gorgeous stunning bras. So
and
ornate.
You know what I like about them, what they do for the big boobs? I noticed I was actually having a peruse on there the other day. They actually, you know the way like some of the balconette kind of bras, like they don't just do that bra in a big size. They actually kind of make it a slightly different style so that your boobs would actually stay in it. You know, that way. So it's like they slightly change the design.
Yeah.
Because obviously like a real balcony bra on me would look, even in your size, your boobs would be spilling over it and it wouldn't be holding your boobs, and they just kind of bring it up a tiny bit.
Interesting. I will have a look, girly. Thank you for the tips. See, we all learn in here.
And I also found they fit extremely true to size, in case anyone's looking for a Savage by Fenty. I got my exact size. It fits perfectly.
Okay. So that's great. Yeah. Because I love my Victoria's Secret bra, but I feel like, I don't know, the straps, I like a strap that you can really have tight to create that lift. And for me, they just, I can't go that tight.
Okay.
They kind of don't offer like that.
The lift for your lift. Boob. Yeah.
And that really helps me because it just, that really like makes your waist look slimmer.
Totally. Yeah. It's probably because you've a bit more to pull up.
Yeah, exactly. Go into Arnott's. And if you say, like, I've gone into Arnott's before and you can say, I want this, this and this. Like, if you're saying, I want a t-shirt bra, if you're like, I want to be like my waist to look sleeker and my boobs to be high under my chin.
Yeah.
They can offer you the bra. And you can just pop around and look and all that kind of stuff. It's great. What do we have next?
From Orla there.
How do you manage to keep a fake tan on holidays, or do you just do beds? Love the pod. We did beds years and years ago. I honestly, you couldn't pay me to go in one day.
No. Don't do sunbeds. They are so, so bad for you. Like,
they're bad for you in so many different ways. They're bad. When I was doing them, first of all, I knew they were bad, yet I was doing it. So that was bad for my mental health, because I was like, oh, I'm doing
every time
bad.
I did them, I
feel
guilt.
Bad. Am I going to get cancer?
I was Catholic
really
guilt with sex over a fucking sunbed.
Over a sunbed. Then I'd be in the thing, and that darn Final Destination would always be in my head. And I'd be like, am I going to be trapped in here and just die? And my mom would be so disappointed. She'd be like, what was she doing in a sunbed?
And I almost said, what a dumb way to die.
What a dumb
doing
way to die.
Doing a fucking sunbed.
I know. And then again, like, I would feel my skin was just like, I may as well have put myself in an oven. Like, my skin was sucked of any moisture. I'd be showering on the moisturizer. It would be gone in 2 seconds.
And the risk of cancer.
And the risk of cancer.
Ups your chances of cancer by 50%.
And if you do one.
Yeah. And that is skin cancer. My mum had skin cancer, girls, which 100% dumb of me to do. But skin cancer is the only form of cancer that you can't treat with chemo, because your skin is one organ. They can't kill your, like, they can't do that to your whole organ. It's such an aggressive type of cancer. It spreads so quickly. Irish people are moly fuckers too. We have so many moles, so many freckles. Like, we are just the worst.
And we're not used to sun.
We're
not.
Yeah, exactly. We've fair fucking skin. Like, even like me, I'm sallow, but if I went to Spain now and I didn't put sun cream on the first day, I'd burn, you know, because my skin is so like just not used to the high levels.
Even that little bit of sun we got the other day, I was burning. Yeah.
So fake tan on a holiday, I actually don't really bother. Like, I mean, I probably have a few like built up moisturizing moments.
Tanning moisturizer.
The week before, I like to tan, but I always wear sun cream. Like, it's, if anyone tells you you can't tan with sun cream, they're lying.
For moisturizer, by the way, the Dove Summer Glow is beautiful.
Perfect, beautiful
color, deep golden vibe.
So deep golden.
Also, the Palmer's cocoa butter tan really is nice, stunning, and it smells like just the cocoa butter.
Yeah. I might get a spray tan if I'm really pale. Like,
if I was going away for like 3-4 days, I'd get a spray.
Yeah, but like not for one. If I'm, I'm a water baby. I like to be in the pool, in the sea. So for me, I like to lash on the P20 in the morning, naked, put it on all over my body, let that soak in, go for my breakfast but wearing something loose, and then I put, and that lasts the whole day.
Yeah,
and you are, and it also is kind of like a tanning oil, like it tans you. When I was in Greece last year, I wore P20 and I came back golden. So that would be my tip. If you are pale and you want to wear a fake tan, I'd say a gradual tan moment. And bring a bottle of Instant just to lash on for the night.
Yeah,
and
for
then
the
just
night
then just shower it off.
And just like we tan. So like usually when I go on holidays, I'll like tan for the first 2 days, get the pick on the third day when the tan is settling in and I'm looking bronzed. But obviously not everyone tans. So I would just, like you said, bring Instant. Maybe do a sprayer if you're only going away for a few days and bring Instant to top it up.
Definitely.
But up the saturation on Instagram, girlies, for the Instagram pic, because that's all that matters. You know, it doesn't matter. Enjoy your holidays.
True.
You don't want to be worrying about tan or not getting in the pool because you're worried about your tan. What have we got next, girl?
Maisie here. I found myself really spotty the last few months. I'm in my 30s. Any tips? To be honest, we're not dermatologists, so I wouldn't really know. But like, my first thing would probably be go for your diet. Have a look at your diet.
Yeah. There's loads of different reasons why you get spots. Even the placement of spots, they're all pulled from one reason. So chin, for example, I think is hormonal.
Mm-hmm. Forehead is stress or something.
Yeah.
And then your cheeks are diet, as far as I know.
Yeah. So you can look that up. I actually learned that from a Gillian McKeith book years ago. I love that bitch. But spots, there's... you have to find the root of the problem.
Yeah.
If it's a hormonal thing, that's quite difficult to sort out. But if it's a diet thing, first, what I think any dermatologist says in regards to diet is pull dairy.
Yeah.
And wheat even, because a lot of those little tiny spots that we see in the back of arms in Ireland a lot, you know, that kind of red, the back of your arm when people sometimes get that, or along their forehead when people just have that kind of texturized spot of red, that's from wheat. So maybe you might have some kind of wheat intolerance or something like that.
And I would cut one out at a time, just so you know which one it is.
I think you're supposed to cut it out
for
one
a month.
For 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
And
then reintroduce it again. It's a bit of a pain in the hole, apparently, because like that's how you know if it's definitely it. But anyway.
Well, if you cut it out and you notice that it is working, I wouldn't reintroduce it.
I mean, that's what doctors tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not doctors, nor are we
dermatologists. We're not doctors, but I have had skin issues, and that's what I did. Like pores were clogged, it was a mix of I was eating too much cheese, which is so bad, and milk, so bad for your skin, and I was using wipes, makeup wipes, which was literally just dragging my makeup around my face and moving the dirt into different pores. I was getting kind of clogged.
And you were
pores.
More just even using baby wipes, wasn't it? So it's like not even like
any wipe. No, I was using like just fucking
simple,
little
wipes,
wipes, whatever they were. But like, it's just that pulling motion and dragging, not lifting the makeup off your skin.
And not cleansing properly.
Yeah. So
could be anything, but I would say look at your diet first. Make sure you're getting enough water. And with the sunnier days, you know, put some SPF on, but go out and get some vitamin D. That really, like sometimes
the sun helps skin so much.
So much.
Oh, but I did
10 minutes a day, they say, is all you need.
Oh,
you know
that
way. Just 10 minutes sitting out, bit of sun on your face, and you actually probably will notice a big difference.
And what I did as well was just anything. When I was like trying to sort out my hair and my skin, I just went on Google and read all different fucking articles, 10 natural things for skin, 10 this for hair, and I just took them all on. You know, I find like there's, for good skin, you hear like, oh, change your pillowcase or do this. Don't do just do one, just do them all. And then, you know, that's, hopefully they'll work. What height are you? Love knowing what height people are, because I'm tall.
I'm 5'8", I think. And you're
We're the same height. We're about 5'8".
Yeah, tall gals. How do you get such glowy skin? Again, like, I mean, cosmetically is different to actual, like, I guess skincare wise. You're probably talking about skincare wise. For me, I just noticed the biggest difference in my skin when I actually started to, like, fucking taking care of my skin. Like, I always had pretty good skin. I haven't had, like, I've got normal to dry skin. Like, so I don't have problematic skin. So, you know, I always feel like I have to disclaim that, you know, that way. But my skin can go quite dull. So I, my favorite thing for a glow in my skin is the Ordinary lactic acid, or any kind of serum with lactic acid in it. I found it's the, I don't use glycolic acid, or I found them all quite harsh on my skin. I don't have particularly sensitive skin, but I think because it can go dry, the glycolic can be quite harsh. So lactic acid, I have always found, is the one from the Ordinary also has hyaluronic acid in it, which is moisturizing. So whenever I use that, I literally look like I've got highlighter on the next day. It's mad. Like, it's you know when you move your cheek and you have that glow. So
if I have that too.
There's so much stuff you can do.
You use it how many times a week?
Twice.
And you use it, so you cleanse your face and then...
Then I put that on, well, I put my eye cream on first. I always put your eye cream on first. And then I put lactic acid on, then I put my serum on, then moisturizer or an oil. That would be the most I'd ever put on my skin. Usually it's just serum and moisturizer and an eye cream.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they, that would be my favorite for like a glow. Do you have any glow?
Glow tips, honestly, now that we're coming into summer and even just using that tanning mist that we spoke about, like I find topping up my moisturizer throughout the day, like not having that cakey face, like if I can go a day without like wearing a lot of makeup and just maybe doing like a winged liner and a lip, so that I have access to my skin to like throughout the day
put moisturizer,
whether it's
on
a mist. Annoyingly, Jenny and I both adored the rosewater mist, and we still adore it, but our doctor was like, you have to be careful with those kind of mists.
I still whack it out.
But yeah, I mean, if you are maybe more sensitive skin, those kind of mists, if they are potent in like essential oils and that kind of stuff, you have to be careful. Even just like misting it further away from your face, so it's not directly...
Anything with glycerin in it will make your skin look
Yeah,
really
literally
shiny.
It's glycerin, you know. But next we have another tanning one, which was like, how to be so stunning, how to be stunningly tanned constantly. You never seem to have the ugly phase. We just don't photograph ourselves. Like,
we have the ugly, I have the ugly fail phase so much. Like, and if you don't see it, it's because I've probably tanned from my chest up.
Yeah, like, we'll throw it on the face.
Yeah.
But like, it's so frustrating, or I'll just go ham on the bronzer that day. It's so frustrating because I remember a while ago, like, you took my picture when I was going through the ugly phase of tan. I archived that bitch.
Yeah.
I was just like, I look like a different person.
It is mad.
I don't want that person out there. I don't like her.
But that's
it. When I'm not tanned, I'm not moi.
What liquid eyeliner do both of you use? I use the Essence liquid ink.
Yeah, I'm using that at the moment.
Fab.
Or else I use the NYX one, which is also good. Super cheap.
Yeah, the Essence one is deadly. With liquid eyeliner, I don't really give a fuck. I like, if I was buying a gel liner, which I do like to use as well, I like the Bobbi Brown one. It's like the original one, they like invented it, and it's so bloody fab and it lasts you so long. But I wouldn't be investing in a liquid liner because you can get them so cheap, and the ones that you can get cheap are deadly. So I just think get the cheap ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like some pennies. Yeah. How do I accept my body shape? You just gotta accept it, I think. I mean, what the fuck are you gonna do if you're not, if you're in a phase where you're maybe not exercising or eating good, and you're kind of like resenting your body because you know that you're not like
treating it well?
Then I begin to like to just weave in a bit more healthy regimes. Like within, you can go to the gym, you can walk, you can be eating more salads and that kind of shit. Do whatever like you're drawn to in terms of like health and exercise, but.
Also, I think a realistic, I mean, I used to be so obsessed. I think we've spoke about this in the podcast before. Like when Lindsay and I grew up, the body type was like rake up and down thin. And like I'm kind of naturally have quite a lot of muscle on my body. Like I wouldn't be like curvy. I wish I had bigger hips. God, I love that fucking shape. But like I don't really have hips, but I have an arse and I have kind of like muscular legs. So I just after a while just had to be like, no matter what I do to my body, I'm never going to be that. So I'm just going to try and make the way my body looks, the best way I find it can look, you know, that way. And just kind of going from there, that just helped me a lot.
Like, yeah, for me, I was just like, honestly, the word is in your answer or in your question. How do I accept it? You just accept it. Like, I mean, again, like being realistic, like talk nicely to yourself. I find girls do that so much. I could, like, if say you'll take a picture of them and you'll show them the picture, they're like, oh, I look horrible. I look like this. Like, really listen to yourself when you're talking like that, because your body listens. If you talk nicely to yourself and look in the mirror and like focus on the things you like and be like, I look good today, I'm happy with myself, hold yourself up tall and straight and confident, and then your body will listen and you'll kind of, you know, you have to do those self affirmations, I think.
Beautiful. Kind of bod related, lol. Fave lube, love that. I'm in need of a bottle and I feel like you're the gals to ask. We fucking are the gals to ask, because
we are hundos.
We are wet and woke, but we also don't mind a little bit of extra lubrication.
We don't mind being wetter.
At the moment, I'm using the Durex Naturals lube.
Oh yeah, so is that a kind of, there's not much,
there's barely, I think it's like, there's no ingredients in it barely. You know that way, there's no scent, it's great for the vag, it washes off. Sometimes I find with lubes, a lube I was using a while ago, I can't remember which one it was, this is about a year and a half ago. It was a really nice lube, but like it kind of left an oily film. Yeah, and I think it left a kind of oily-ish, it felt like oil, like you know when you wash your face with an oil cleanser?
And it's just still there.
Yeah, I just didn't like that. This one, literally, you hop in the shower and it's, or even pee, and it's gone. And so I really like that one. And you can get it in, you can get it in the €2 shop.
Who doesn't love a deal?
On George's Street.
Oh, very near to where you are. I love that you're dying to get that in. I use coconut oil, but you're not able to use them with condoms. I use that more for when condoms aren't around, or when I'm fingering myself.
Sexy time.
Yeah. But I went ham the other day. I don't know if you saw my Instagram stories. I was like, I got another period. I think I like freaked myself too hard.
I thought you were going to say, I went ham frigging myself on Instagram stories.
I freaked myself with a leg of lamb. What's wrong with me? Okay. That's that fake tan one. Is more or less we've answered that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I like. If all your makeup was stolen, what three items would you rebuy instantly?
Number one for me, that Chanel fucking mousse bronzer.
Oh?
It's your all newest purchase? My newest purchase is
There's a bollocking kid fucking
beeping a horn. Hang on, I'll pause and we'll come back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Crisis averted, girlies. The beeping has stopped. But yeah, that honestly, because do you know what? It is so fucking versatile. It's the Soleil de Chanel tanning mousse. Apply it with a brush. You can whack it all over the face. I don't wear foundation anymore. I just wear that and concealer. That's all I have on today.
Oh, interesting.
And it's like it has coverage in it, but it's sheer.
So what would you describe it as?
It's like a mousse. Like it's hard. It's described as a mousse, but it's solid. There's no product you can kind of compare it to.
Okay, so when you dip your finger, when you run your finger along the surface of this product, what happens? Because you're making me think of Dream Matte Mousse.
No, it's not Dream Matte Mousse. I honestly, anytime, and this is why it took me so long to buy it, because every time everyone was like, there's nothing you can compare it to. There isn't. It's not solid. It's not liquid or hard moussey. When you run your finger on it, you get product, like, I don't know. All I'm saying,
pop into Chanel and use the little tester.
It's not a cream because it's matte. Do you know what I mean? So like, you just go in and run your finger along it. It's a beautiful, beautiful colour. It's very versatile as well. It is a red based bronzer, so like it is quite bronze. Mm-hmm. But if you went light handed, if you were very fair, it'd be gorgeous. So that would be one.
How much was that again?
€41.
Which I think is okay.
It's,
I mean,
for Chanel as well.
It's Chanel. You get to bop around with Chanel.
It looks stunning on your dresser. That would be number one. Number two, like if this was just like for me to do my makeup every single day, I'd just get roller lash mascara because it gives me a nice open look, and probably a brow gel, like either Gimme Brow or Boy Brow. And okay. that would be me, probably.
So Jenny and I, we both went into, sauntered on into Brown Thomas and over to the Chanel counter, and we both bought our first little Chanel-y,
Chanel-o. My first ever Chanel makeup.
Same. And I love that you say that as opposed to like all the clothing from Chanel and bags.
Because me and Lindsay were going, our first Chanel makeup.
Literally. But I got this blush because I just want to be like, getting my makeup out, reapplying my lipstick and like, oh, what's that? A Chanel compact.
So is that on the list already as well?
It's beautiful. It's really upped my makeup game.
It is beautiful.
I watched a Kylie Jenner Vogue, the makeup thing.
My favorite product ever is blush.
I know. And she was like, I put it on the tip of my nose, a slight bit up here. And it honestly gives you this like pretty, girly,
warm, like warmth to your skin.
Yeah. And just a kind of like a rosy cheek little flut look that I'm like, all about that.
It's gorgeous.
So, but bronzer for me. And mascara. Okay, no. See, I want to be a mascara girl, but this is three items. So I'm a lip girl. I do not leave my house without a lip. So I have my Makeup Revolution vintage lipstick that I've been using for about 6 months now.
So you're a bronzer, lippy.
Lippy, and that blush. I'm really going to skip mascara.
Wow, no brow or anything.
I'm not really a brow girl.
Yeah, but I just feel you'd be so unbalanced with a lip.
So I just wear my shades. I just wear my shades, and the eyes aren't really needed then.
Well, you can't have shades, you're only three.
Well, that's not a makeup bag. That's not my makeup. If my makeup was stolen, is the question.
Well, then feck it, nothing, and I'll wear a burqa.
Maybe not the blush. Okay, maybe not the blush. I'm being crazy. Okay, I'll need a mascara. Yeah, you can't. You cannot. Mascara just wakes you up.
It does.
It's like the only thing about mascara I've tried. You gave me that one.
They're real.
I'm like, whoa, because I was using Roller Lash for ages, and now I'm using that again, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I love you. Like it's elongates, it separates them. It's just, I love it.
It doesn't work for me, but it does. Apparently, one or the other works for you. It's either Roller Lash.
Yeah, I love the Roller Lash for ages, but I think I need the wider spoolie because it helps me. I'm so clumsy with mascara.
Yeah, you literally approach mascara as if you're splitting the atom. Lindsay's like, here we go. And she's like, the way she put, like, I whack on my mascara. My mascara is on in like 2 seconds.
And you're like proper hooking it in and pulling it up. I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. So tips for after sesh skin. Thank you.
Adore that. Orla. Shouts out to Orla.
I love that. I totally know the feeling. The bank holiday weekend, I felt like I wasn't even seshing as in drunk. I was drunk for the first half. But like, I was just drinking.
Don't get me wrong, I was drunk.
I was drunk lunchbox. But I mean, what I did do was drink every single day for 5 days. Like, and drink quite a lot every single day for five days. So by Monday.
That's what happens
Tuesday,
when you have a new boo-boo. You're drinking.
I'm drinking. So I was literally felt so dehydrated. Number one thing that I do is, and I know it's such a fucking boring thing, chug water. It's the only thing like that that's all that makes my skin look alive again.
What I tend to do is when I wake up and I'm still feeling a bit hazy, that's when I'll just get the water and literally just remove your brain from your head for a minute and just like down this. Don't think about it, just do it. Do you know the way?
Yeah, so I have a liter bottle with the straw in it, and I find that helps me. Straws always help me drink more. I don't like to drink out of a glass. I know that sounds so fucking spoiled, but I just really don't like that.
I need my glass bottle metal straw.
I do.
With a crystal infused.
The crystal straw. So that I will drink so much water, but other than that, I'll put on like, I'll cleanse my skin properly, because even if I take my makeup off, it's nice to kind of cleanse it again and get anything out of it. I'll have a hot shower as well, not too hot on the face, but like just a steam, or I'll use my steamer to kind of like pull out shit.
Yeah,
then
pull
I'll
out just, the toxins.
Yeah, and then I'll just have an ugly day where my hair is like in a hair mask, and I'll literally put on my serum and put on like an oil or an overnight mask and just literally, and sleep as well. But like those three, like water, a nice steamy hot shower, and then put your skincare on and just.
So you're thinking of pulling all of the badness that you've been putting in your body out of your skin, getting it out of your pores. And then I do the same. I am fugly.
Fug.
Like in my bed or in my gaff watching shit on YouTube and just like applying numerous different moisturizers and oils, just when I feel that it's sucking in, like when it's sucking in all these oils and moisturizers, I'll just reapply more.
Yeah.
And get my little, that La Roche-Posay is fab. The little, I forgot about it. It's this mist. You can get it in most chemists. You know, it's like a...
Oh, yeah, just the
water. Yeah, it's basically just water. But it just kind of, it's so cooling. Because sometimes I find my skin can get kind of hot.
When I'm hungover, my skin is roasting.
So I just need to do that.
The roller as well is gorgeous.
The roller is beautiful. We have a jade roller. And even just being out in the fresh air. Because I think if you're session and you're in a gaff and you're sigging away and you've maybe conked and you've slept and you've been inside in stale air. I love like getting out. I lived close to the beach, so I like go to the beach and just have the sea mist spritzing on my face, and I love that. Now, Boo Boo asked what moisturizer does, and I'm using a pseudonym,
Zaddy
use. He didn't use a moisturizer.
Just Botox.
No.
I don't believe no Botox.
But I could see he did the brow thing. He could.
Yeah, I could move my brows and my Botox wore off too.
The forehead.
I think he's had Botox in the past.
I'd say he's had it for sure.
Because his eyebrows.
Men need to cop the frick on and start using moisturizers and like
Boo Boo has
shy.
A full nighttime routine.
That he was given to by a skin gal.
Yes.
So she's going to hand it him. This is only a recent
but
thing.
But he asked. He actually did have a few. What's your man? What's that gay fella? Dermot Kennedy? Is that his name?
Oh, God, we saw him the other day.
He's stunning, man. Is it Dermot? Darren Kennedy.
He is fucking beautiful.
I was stunned by how he was. Oh, I know. And his hair. Lovely man. That head of hair is worth its
literally,
weight.
Like a Disney prince.
It's insane. Gals, I get black dots all over my chest. I'm back when I wear tan. Have you any tips to avoid this? I would say that's probably a rotten old mitt. Like, it's just like clogged pores.
Wash your mitt, girl.
Throw your mitt out and just buy a new one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucks with the washing the mitt. They're €4.
Well, I get the good mitts.
I get the good mitts that are €5.
I get ones that are like 10 to 12 and I wash them.
Oh, really? I couldn't be fucked.
Sustainable queen.
Yeah, I couldn't be fucked. But so I just throw them out. But if it's a good one, definitely wash it. And maybe change up your tan because you might be
maybe
applying
to... Maybe Coca Brain. Because remember when that happened a couple of years ago, I was speaking about my dislike for the Coca Brain tan and so many people responded.
Got clogged
this was
pores.
On Snapchat. They got like hives, clogged pores, blackheads all over the body. Gross, gross looking, you know. It just was not looking cute. They were freaking out. They were getting like red dots, all this stuff. And it was that tan. I think there's a load of fucking chemicals in that tan. So
change up your tan, whatever one you're using, because it's probably... Or I would also say you could be applying it too much. You know, that sounds like clogged pores, as in you're maybe applying tan every day. Like maybe peel back the
application. Yeah, let the skin breathe. Mm-hmm. And let... You gotta wait for the tan to lift off.
Yeah.
Before you're reapplying. It's not cute. My skin gets fucked when I'm lashing on the tan over tan.
Yep.
Skincare routines, please. At the moment, mine is I'm using, since I stopped using that Superfacialist tanning or the cleansing oil,
which
where,
I love that you put it on your Instagram. Loads of people are like,
oh my god! Like, I mean, the annoying thing is, you saw if you were watching my Instagram, I was talking about the Superfacialist cleansing oil and. There's like literally about an inch left in the bottle and I've only just got allergic to it. This is only a recent thing. So, you know, I was using this oil for a good while before this. My skin has gotten more sensitive than ever. I don't know why, but I can't use it anymore. So, and I mean, look, at least I'm honest with it. I could have been like, fuck, won't be telling the girlies that, because a lot of girls wrote back and were like, oh, thank you. That's why... My skin is breaking out, or not breaking out. It was kind of like coming out in a rash or hives and just super irritated.
What are you using now?
At the moment, I'm using coconut oil. Mm-hmm. So masturbating with it, cleansing with it. And I got these cute little sea sponges.
Oh,
from,
I saw them.
Avoca. And so I'm literally just coconut oil all over my face. And then I'll put the little sea sponge in, which kind of is like porous. And I put that in a basin of warm water and just kind of use it to like really take off the makeup gently.
And what do you do then? Do you just take off the residue
Of the oil?
Mm.
I'll just maybe, it's just that works.
Mm.
When I towel dry, I kind of like, it will gently rub the towel on my face to
so
kind
no
of just
take
it.
Double cleansing moment.
I don't double cleanse now. Mm. I find it, I feel a bit stripped after that when I was going through that double cleansing momo. And then I'll straight on put on moisturizer. I'll put on my E45 and then. I'll put on my eye cream and that's kind of all I'm doing right now. Then I'll put on my face mist.
Put your eye cream on first.
Yeah. No, I said I'd do that.
Oh, did you? Yeah, sorry, sorry, sorry. I thought you meant after the E45 and I went, whoa, alarm bells. But for me, I use the Aesop parsley seed cleansing oil, which is stunning. I use that with just a face cloth, just to make sure it's all gone, because I find I used to just use it with my hands and there was always shit still left in my, I don't like, and I can't fuck with that. So I use a face cloth, get them in pennies, with some nice warm water. Then I use the Buffet from The Ordinary, which I've always used, just works for me, and I'll use whatever moisturizer I have knocking around and my eye cream first. Don't worry, I use a Kiehl's eye cream and that's about it. I just keep it, try and keep it super
simple. I used to kind of, when I was trying to over exaggerate my skincare routine, I found I wasn't doing it properly, as regularly and stuff like that. So since I've simplified it, I'm always super moisturizing with my E45 lotion, my neck.
Yeah.
I never forget the neck.
Apparently, I heard recently from a skincare specialist, we should be moisturizing down to the nipples.
Oh, man.
I know. I don't know when it moved down to there, but she said, oh, you can tell when it stopped from some old people. You can see where they stopped moisturizing.
Oh, no. Well, I'm trying to really up my body moisturization.
I've upped the body
and
so much.
And since buying that huge big tub of E45, which is the lotion.
I whack it on.
Because I used to get the cream in the E45, which is thicker and more dense, but I felt like that just was not clogging my pores, but my pores weren't sucking it in. And since I've just used the lotion, and it's just simplistic. Like the simplicity of just having that huge big plunger tub, it's so easy to have on your bedside, and you just put it literally all over, head to toe,
and it's
ears,
so thin, so
everywhere.
Quick. I'm going to skip the tan one just because we've spoken about so much tan.
Yeah, the tanning.
Explain how you remove makeup without dragging your skin, and more deets on Botox. So as I said, I use a cleansing oil. I just massage that in really gently as I can. And I use just one of those microfiber face cloths, and I just go gently. I just think, just don't rush it. Don't be whacking and dragging, and just be conscious of what you're doing. Another tip I had from a skincare girl was, like, when you're doing your eyes, instead of going from the tear duct to the outer thing, like, never wipe your eye out, always wipe it in, because the skin elasticity, it just works that way better, and it won't drag or like tear that kind of really delicate skin around your eye. But I just try and be gentle with it. Just be gentle with your skin, be conscious of dragging around, don't use wipes. And if you do use micellar water, definitely double cleanse, because that does leave a layer in your skin. And
for me, when I'm cleansing, I will always look in the mirror. And when I'm moisturizing, I will always look in the mirror. So that I'm looking at my skin and I'm not... Because I notice some of my friends, they'll like throw on the moisturizer and they'll like be quite rough and like folding their skin. Like with, if they're pushing up from their, like say their cheek or their jawline, if they're kind of starting there and then they're pulling the skin and they're pushing it, they're literally begging for wrinkles. I'll look in and I'll make sure that whatever way I'm cleansing or moisturizing, my face is staying smooth. My face isn't being kind of folded over or creased whilst I'm cleansing. And I will always do upward motions as well when I'm moisturizing to kind of keep everything up and cute.
And we just put up a vlog on our Botox, so you should go look at that. It's on our YouTube channel. That has all the info. There's no point in us sitting here listening to it. I think it's youtube.com/itgals. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And we have a vlog.
And I'm adoring the Botox. Can I just say, oh, CC, thank you again.
Yes, I love it.
I'm loving it.
It's so good.
It's just so nice to feel that you're raising yourself and you're not creasing your forehead. I'm into that. So how do you girls stay so toned and slim? Is it mainly exercise or diet? For me, I'm quite an energetic person in my day to day. I bomb it down the road when I'm walking. I have the kids and that kind of stuff. I'm naturally slim as well on top of that. And I have always been naturally into healthy eating. I first got into, say, like, injecting more like vegan and raw foods when Riley was born, so that's like 10 years ago. And I have just trained myself to enjoy healthy food, and that's what I crave a lot of the time. But also, if I'm craving, I kind of have learned as well to just really be mindful of what I'm wanting in terms of my body, like my desires. And I feel like people, even when you see people who are like bingers, like, you know, we'll see it even on Instagram, people putting up like a huge big, their bed full of like Dominoes and Easter eggs and mini eggs and like lollipops or whatever the fuck, they're like binge night. I don't push my body to binge food for fun, I don't find enjoyment out of it. I will like think about what do I really want right now. If I'm hungry, I'm like, am I wanting something salty, something sweet? And I'll just like go for the healthiest option within that. Not that I'm perfect in any bleeding way, like I just had chocolate spread and toast, gluten-free toast. But yeah, I've just been connected to my body and I've seen what works for me. I don't eat a lot of dairy, I don't eat meat, I eat fish, and I don't eat wheat.
You kind of eat meat intuitively as well though, because sometimes when you want it you'll still have it,
which is like, yeah, I would never like, no, I wouldn't be like no to meat. But
you never have since I've known you. You've never been a big eater. For me, no. I was a swimmer for like 17 years, so I was always kind of into sports. I still go to the gym quite regularly. I do boxing, and I also just go to my own gym and swim and all the rest and lift weights. But food wise I mean, I think most of the time your diet is the most important thing. You can never out exercise a bad diet. And I think you're probably the same, Linz. We were both quite lucky that we were both raised eating good food. Like, our parents cook homemade meals, and you know, my mum, I've always eaten like so many vegetables, and luckily I'm just very into that food myself. But I'm also a big foodie and I have a massive appetite, and I'd be similar to Lindsay. Like, some weeks I'm not that hungry, some weeks I'm starving, and if I want a Thai, or if I want, you know, what, a fucking bag of chips, I just kind of let myself have it. And
oh yeah, totally,
I just eat intuitively, and it's just that it's a happier way for me to eat, and it means that I'm not a binger either, but I definitely think it stops that kind of inclination to binge, because whenever I have tried to diet or restrict my food in any way, I haven't necessarily binged, but I've definitely been like, fuck it, and like eaten like probably way more than I would have if I just eaten, you know, one Thai, and then I feel crap, and then you just, the sodium and all, you know what I mean? So like,
for me, definitely not putting like a lot of pressure on myself, because I went vegan, I did that, and now I, like Jenny said, we just eat intuitively. Like, if I'm wanting pizza one night, I will have pizza, and I'll always try and just, if I am getting a pizza, I'll try and get something on it that's healthy, so I kind of, I'm getting some form of like goodness into my body. But yeah, we don't stress over it too much. No. And it's just been a thing of like, we've been eating this way for so many years that we've just taught ourselves. So it's not like, you don't have to try
it's
once you just get into
lifestyle.
The swing of things.
Yeah, it's like, it's quite natural for us. So I'm going to, I'm on the last page here, questions, Linz. I'm going to read the bottom one on the right, just so you know where I'm coming from, just to switch it up a bit.
Yeah, I'm with you, hon.
What foundations are your favourites? Love this question. People always ask about foundation. Lindsay's the same. I'm not a big Fendi girl, but I do love foundation. Like, I think it's a gorgeous product, and when you find one that works for you, it's so like, yay.
Yeah, it makes you feel fab.
It does. My favourite of all time, and I've used it for years on and off. I think I got my first bottle of it like 2010, and I've always gone away from it, come back to it, is MAC Face and Body. I like a sheer foundation. As I said, I do have quite like normal to grand skin. I don't really suffer from blemishes, but I just think in general,
you're quite even skin as well, so you don't need a lot of
coverage. But like, I think in general, a lighter coverage, even if you have textured pimpled skin, I actually think it looks better than caking it on with like super heavy makeup. And that's something that I kind of learned from Samantha Ravendahl, one of our favorite YouTubers. She has really problematic skin, and you know what, she's right. I think her skin, it's better for your skin.
She used to opt for like super high coverage. She would go in with heavy concealers and then quite a heavy pigmented foundation in the hopes
powder,
of just like
mask,
evening out her whole skin tone and making it look clear. And obviously you can't make your skin look clear when it's textured with them if you have acne prone skin. So I think that's when she was like, actually it looks better, it doesn't, because a lot of the time with acne it's kind of like, it's similar to like when the makeup settles under the creases in your eyes, it kind of because spots change throughout the day and move,
no,
so it's kind
of
like
oils coming through, so she just spot conceals and then
very lightly
and puts a really light foundation over. And even if, for my skin, I just like the MAC Face and Body, I think you can build it up, you actually can get not full coverage, but you can definitely get a medium coverage if you want it, if you want to kind of use it with a beauty blender and kind of use like a second layer, you can build it up. But I think like, if you're gonna go for, I like a sheer foundation with like, if I needed extra coverage, maybe a bit more coverage in my concealer. That's my favorite. The NARS Sheer Glow is really nice if you want like a proper like foundation. And I also really like the Makeup Forever stick. That's like a really, I wear that sometimes when we're on stage. But
or a
like,
bit more coverage.
Bit more coverage, or if I'm going on a night out, or if I was going to an event, not that I ever do, but like that's a nice one if you want, like, I don't know, just a little bit more. Because sometimes when I wear the MAC Face and Body one, like if I get a photo taken, I'm like, oh, you can kind of see that I'm not really wearing foundation, which looks nice sometimes. But yeah, you know, but sometimes you want to look.
When you want to look all dolled up and that kind of stuff. I'm liking the Glossier. I'm still on that buzz of the Glossier skin tint with the concealer.
It's lovely. But it's very similar to the MAC Face and Body.
Yeah, but I haven't been going crazy on the makeup recently. So
same. I've been like, wearing V natural look.
Yeah. And if I am wanting to up it up, like glam it up a bit more for going out and stuff, I'll just focus more on eyes and lips.
Yeah, me too.
And brows rather than and bronzing it up. But like honestly, since that skin mist, just foundation, it's like wearing foundation all of the time. So I don't feel like I need foundation. Now we have one here, where was it? I saw it there. Sorry, girlies. Oh, yeah. Any tips for long, shiny, frizz-free hair? I used to be a Hechuan Wah girl too. Everyone's really upset that they fucked up that product. But I don't understand why they didn't just make a vegan Hechuan Wah.
I know. Used to. They used to have a, like, that was what pissed me off. They used to have this other, I remember, like, when because I used the Shen Wenhua ages ago. I remember it was for, I remember this so bloody clearly. It was for your birthday. And this was years ago. And Lindsay was vegan at the time. And I didn't know if you were using vegan products. And I went in and I was buying the Hechuan Wenhua. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to get some for Lindsay for her birthday. And then I was like, oh, do you have a vegan? And they're like, oh, this is the same, but it's vegan. It smelled different and stuff. But they're like, it's pretty much the same. So they had it.
I remember that.
And then they've
gotten
rid of that one.
And now they're,
it's just.
And I mean, the ridiculous, like when we started posting about Hechuan Wenhua, like anytime we went into Lush, they would be like, this is the most popular product in, like it's constantly sold out because like people stand this product. It worked. When something flipping works, why change it? Honestly, like it's so frustrating. And everyone was writing back to me being like, just mix in egg. Now what I did,
your comeback. I mean, like, I'm not Nigella Lawson.
I was just like, I'm not fucking Rachel Allen. Yeah. Like, I mean, if I'm spending $19.50, now when I first started buying Hechuan Wenhua, it was $12.50. So from
12.95, I believe.
Well, let's not get into
I will.
I'll bring out my foundation matte paper and say, but like 12 or 13, whatever.
€7.
12
difference.
To 19 is ridiculous for no, what, you're only taking away
a shitter product.
An ingredient and keeping it the same. And as well, the fucking tub is small. And
the tub is smaller than it used to be as well, I think.
I feel like the same, biatch. But this one girl wrote to me, she's like, my mom was a hairdresser and since I was about 9, a thing that she would always do is whisk up 2 eggs and put it in my hair and put cling film over my hair on a Friday night. That's what we did. And she was like, my hair is fabulous.
I need to start doing that.
I need to do that. I feel like I did do that because I remember I was like broke and I couldn't afford the Hechuan Wenhua. So I was like, YOLO, I'll just put egg in my hair. And it just, whatever they must, I think the perfect mix of the Hechuan Wenhua, I don't know. I will use, I'm going to try tonight and pop in an egg with my Hechuan Wenhua. I'll do it. Fine. But
I think that's all the time we have. My lappy's about to die.
Saucy girls. But that Redken, just to finish
the Redken
hair thing, the protection leave-in conditioner thing.
If anyone has any alternatives to that Hechuan Wenhua hair mask or any hair mask that you guys love,
tell us.
Please tell us because we are in the market. Preferably something kind of natural-ish based. I don't really like those ones that are full of perfume and all that kind of crap. But if there's even or a salon-based one,
something
would also
yeah,
be
a salon-based one. I think I'm going to go back to that Joico one. That Joico one. Remember we both
that one
got
didn't
it.
Make as much of a difference to my hair.
Strange.
Annoyingly, but
that's the thing about
products.
Goldilocks. Like what
it's
works
Goldilocks.
For you doesn't work for me, and vice versa. Like you got to find your own stuff. It's weird with beauty and body and all that kind of stuff. You're picking up little tips and tips and tips. I'm thinking of tips. Like I still use tips that my mom would tell me, then stuff that I'll find out something new from a vlogger, from you guys.
Or you try one tip that someone does and it does not work for you. So obviously what we say might not work
learning.
For you. But girls,
learning
okay.
How to get gorge.
Come to our Cork show. It's on tomorrow. Or if you're listening on Friday, it's on tonight. And if you're listening after Friday, then you've missed it, you stupid bitch. What? So come to our show and we will be back next week with our usual schedule after tour.
Yes, with our tour tale, the bloody escapades.
Love you,
bye. Bye.